One of the things I was interested in doing in Turbulence was finding a language that was both in the tradition of British writing about nature, in what you might call the tradition of the lake poets or other examples of wonderful nature writers, but also at the same time making that language scientific as well. And this was one of the challenges of the book. I'm not sure if I meet it in this paragraph I'm going to read, but there you go. Loch Eck was a somber place. Shadows cast by cloud sat on dark green hills, rising steeply from black water edged with reeds and rushes. One cloud in particular caught my eye, perched above its hill. It was a member of a class of clouds termed lenticular, so called because they often look like a thick lens with a hole in the middle. They are unusual in that, although the locality and shape of the cloud remain the same, they frequently cap mountains, the air comprising it is always changing.